This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Election Commission of India has asked Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about his original elector's photo identity card EPIC for investigation aimed over the controversy over alleged possession of two voter ID cards. The electoral registration officer of the Diga Assembly constituency stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav in a press conference yesterday was not issued by the Election Commission. Contrary to the RJD leader's claim that his name was removed from the draft voter list, Patna District Election Officer cum District Magistrate Dr. Tyagarajan confirmed that Mr. Yadav's name is still enrolled in the Diga constituency. According to official records, Yadav is registered to vote at booth number 204, located at the library building of Bihar Animal Sciences University. Meanwhile, leaders of the BJP and other NDA allies have accused Mr. Yadav of possessing a fake voter ID. BJP national spokesperson Ajay Alok has urged the Election Commission to take strict action. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar Ayodhya Cant weekly train from Bhavnagar railway station in Gujarat today. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnaw said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 11 people lost their lives and 4 others were injured in a road accident in Gonda this morning. The mishap occurred when a bolero carrying 15 devotees on their way to the Prithinath temple fell into a canal near the Saryu Canal Bridge in Rehra village. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an excavation of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also expressed grief over the mishap and announced an excavation of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. In Andhra Pradesh, 6 migrant workers died and 3 others were injured today in a mishap in a granite quarry in Balikorva of Bhavapatla district. A massive granite rock fell on the workers while they were engaged in mining work. The injured have been admitted to a hospital in Narasarapet. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has expressed shock at the incident and ordered immediate rescue and medical care for those seriously injured. All the victims belong to Odisha and the police suspect some water seepage might have caused the rock to give way. President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation, including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. An orange alert has been issued for several districts in Gujarat, Kerala and Uttarakhand. The Krasheninnikov volcano on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula erupted today for the first time in 600 years. Local authorities reported that the eruption began at 2:50 a.m. local time, sending ash clouds up to 4 kilometers above sea level. In cricket, chasing a steep target of 374 set by India, host England were 164 for 3 at lunch break when on day 4 of the fifth and final test between India and England in London. They still need 210 runs for a win. Harry Brook with 38 and Joe Root with 23 were at crease. Earlier, India posted an impressive 396 in their second innings with the help of a brilliant 118 from Yashasvi Jaiswal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.